The following media was brought to you by Tomo Huzzah. Hi.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for the intro already. That was quite wonderful. How's everybody doing today? Good? Bad? I don't know. You'll have to leave it in the Spotify comments so that we can read it a couple weeks later. I'm stalling for thoughts here. What do we got today? I'm looking at a
improv school.
Right now. I'm looking
improv
at a bookshelf.
Improv school is what you need, brother.
Oh yeah? How's this for improv? Zoink.
That's it. That's it. I thought there was going to be a follow-up.
No.
Ah, yeah. Right.
How about this for improv? Now let me actually give it a go. This is my impression of me when I'm a door that's getting opened.
I'm sorry. We're cooked. This podcast, episode 12, we fucking cooked. This is me when I'm a door being opened?
Yes.
Peak comedy, right there.
I didn't say it was comedy, it was improvised.
Fucking. Well, there's topics that we can definitely talk. Olympics.
Olympics. All right, let's hear it. What do we got?
When does this episode come out? Already like late August or even September, right?
This one should be late August, yeah.
Right, Olympics at that point are still going on or already have ended?
I think the Olympics are ending like at the end of this week or end of next week.
Alrighty. Well, as of this morning, there's already been news of people swimming in Seine. And actually, by the way, because last time we spoke about this on podcast, we speculated that nobody surely will swim in Seine. They actually did swim in Seine for triathlon. And first news I got is that some of the athletes said, yeah, there were some things we felt getting touched upon in the river that we don't want to talk about.
Pretty sexy.
No, sorry. Not like that, Henry. brother, ew. And the other thing that I heard yesterday actually was that two already have been confirmed to be sick after the race. One of them having a intestinal sort of infection.
Yeah, well, this is why I've always said, if you're going to swim in a river, don't have intestines. It solves the issue pretty quick.
You know what? Fuck, I don't think... But that's cheating, no? Because you're lighter, you can swim faster.
Is it? I don't think it is. I don't think there's weight categories for stuff like running and swimming. Well, triathlon to not just name every discipline.
I actually coincidentally received a Instagram reel this morning or the other day. I just watched it this morning from one of my little helper elves. That the video was that apparently... For specifically swimmers, but pool swimming. There used to be a swimming suit, right? That was made apparently so good that it allowed people to break swimming records. And so they banned that specific suit, which makes you think, so minimalistic already. It's like a piece of cloth that sticks to your body, right? Because it's supposed to make your body be very light and like the water flow has to be smooth over it. Well, apparently... The company who made it with some like on microscopic scale, there was like shark fins or something like that, like to imitate that sort of texture. So the water was kind of like sticking better. There was also sort of a conspiracy theory that it really allows you to like the oxygen or something, the bubbles stick to the suit better, hence your buoyancy, or like you float better. So point being, it was only allowed and worn in like a single Olympic game event, and a lot of people using that suit broke a lot of records. It took only 1 year for the committee to ban that suit.
Yeah, I do know the story that you're talking about. That is true. Let's do it naked next year. Thoughts?
You know what? You know what? I would honest, you know, all I'm going to say is Olympics is already like the biggest thing to happen. Everybody watches it. You want more viewers, capitalists? Do it naked. I would definitely see the swimming team.
All right. Actually, you know what's funny? Like some Olympics talk. I always forget that water polo exists until this shit comes around every 4 years, and then it's like, oh yeah, people play this weird ass sport. But it got me thinking. I feel like that would actually be really good to play. Thoughts?
Nah, I'm good. Anyways, today we are in Denpasar, Indonesia, people.
That's
Globally
right.
Local FM, bringing you to Indonesia. And I think without further ado, we're going to do a little whimsical news segment.
Actually, I would like to interject with some further ado. Denpasar, Rudy, as you know, is in Bali. Everybody yes. knows Bali. So that's just a quicker way to make everybody familiar with the location, because Denpasar itself probably doesn't say much to you. I will say, when the oh-so-holy wheel landed on Indonesia, I was quite excited. I thought, there's so many good options in here. And then, to my own dismay, it ended on Bali, which I thought was kind of the lamest one. And yet, I only have myself to blame, as I made the cities for the wheel, so...
You are...
So there you go.
A product of your own making. Now suffer.
Yeah. I will admit, I was thinking of just intentionally selecting a different city, but I thought the wheel
wow,
would never forgive me.
Wow, he's admitting on podcast that he's
That's
cheating.
Right. I am admitting that I wanted to, but I double-backed, and here we are.
Well, you know what? Actually, commendations to you, brother. I think this is how it should be, at least according to the Bible. I haven't read it, but... no, isn't it like something where it's like, if you admit that you want to do something wrong but didn't do it, that's how it knows the merit of a man.
Yeah. Well, of course, I'm good. It's me.
You can fool Jesus, but you can't fool me, buddy. You can quote me on that.
All right. And on that note, Rudy, go ahead. Let's hear the news.
Golden Indonesia 2045. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Alrighty. While scouring the interweb for some interesting chunks of cheese we consider news, I came across something that caught my eye purely for the fact. Fuck. I just looked at the camera at Henry's face after I said, chunk of cheese, we consider news, and that face was not having it. And I was not expecting something of such a vast amount to happen in Indonesia, right?
Okay.
The headline of the article already pretty much explains it all. Elon Musk arrives in Indonesia's Bali to launch Starlink satellite internet service. Now you might think, oh, whatever, it's just Musky boy doing his shtick again, blah, blah, blah. And you know, I would agree with you because, you know, eat the rich and blah, blah, blah. But this caught my attention due to other reasons. Indonesia is a vast archipelago of 17,000 islands sprawled across three time zones with a population of more than 270 million. In other words, those are some huge numbers for what essentially is a personalized business deal between a private company and a whole ass country. So what surprised me, I was like, why is this, first of all, on like the official news governmental website, right? And second of all, it's a deal not with just a city, not with a company, but with the government. So if you now are finally smelling what we are stepping in, that's right. After some research, I quickly found that this is not the only deal of such proportions that is around the horizon for Indonesians. Musk's visit comes just weeks after Apple CEO Tim Cook met Widodo on April 17 and said the company would look at manufacturing in Indonesia. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella visited on April 30th and said the company would invest $1.7 billion over the next 4 years in new cloud and artificial intelligence infrastructure in Indonesia. And after all that, here's the finale, here's the point I want to drive home. Mm-hmm. Indonesia, under Widodo, has promoted development of the digital technology and information sectors, aiming to achieve the government's Golden Indonesia 2045 vision. The country hopes to become one of the world's top five economies with a GDP of up to $9 trillion exactly a century after it won independence from Dutch colonizers.
Okay.
I did not expect this to from Indonesia. Like, you Why? Hear all about these, like, grand plans. Like, for example, China now going out in the world, right? And then, I mean, at some point there was the talks that UK will bring out, but that's why they did the Brexit, because they would be better off it. That didn't work out. China's production, blah, blah, but now they're suffering from the fact that they went out of industrialization with the mindset of being industrialization. So now they don't know what to do in a first world country. America is going down slowly. And here we go. Okay. Indonesia coming out of the blue.
I'll say, I don't think it's entirely surprising. Indonesia has always been like a pretty big country.
Yeah, but to be in the top five.
Yeah. Well, it's 2045, so I get they still got 20 years, you know? I don't think it's that, like, crazy, let's say. Although they will have to get some good progress going to make that.
Also, can I just say, I feel like this is the first news article in a news segment in our podcast that was actually some, like, news.
How's this for ambitions? I think in 2035, how about, you know, undercut by 10 years, I will be in the top four economies. So that means how much trillion
so
was
wait,
it
So wait, how are
Indonesia?
You becoming an economy?
Well, I'm just saying I'll try to, my goal is to have like, how much trillion was Indonesia going for?
$9 trillion.
So I'll go for $10 trillion by 2035. That's my personal ambition.
So single-handedly.
So in, sorry, let me rephrase. In 2035, I will have $10 trillion in my bank account. And if I don't, then you can say, hey, buddy.
Oh, say it. Oh, say it.
You were wrong.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I thought you would say something like I can punch you or like kill your dog or some shit.
Okay. A bit eager to kill my potential dog, Rudy, but sure.
Whenever you get a dog, you know the clock's ticking, brother. That's when this race really starts.
I did actually also have a like tech related article for Indonesia. But you want to know a fun fact? Just not related. Indonesia is moving the capital or is trying to build an artificial capital because their current capital, Jakarta, is slowly sinking into the sea. All right. Now.
Wait.
Let's go
on expound.
To my little tech article.
Wait, I think I know about this actually. Wait. What's the new one's name?
I forget.
No, that was not Indonesia, I think. Was it Indonesia? Stupid. But there was a grand tour special that they did in a country where they were like, yeah, so they have built this new city basically. They've expanded it to become the new capital, but the people are not yet there. So they were filming on like, basically like, 9-lane one-way streets completely empty because it just didn't have yet the influx of people that they're expecting.
And this was when it was already built?
Yes. At least where
they're filming. Myanmar you're thinking about?
Yes. I remember it was in that region of the world, but like more up from Indonesia. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yep, there you go. Then on to my article, and that is Bali to introduce AI tourism activities to boost interest in culture. Now,
oh, fuck, I already don't like this. Go on.
The first part of this article is basically they're working on an AI tool, which, long story short, is literally just a planning app like to see events and transport. So something that already exists. I think
Google Calendar just... coming to Indonesia.
They were just throwing in the AI buzzword, you know? And then my second note on this article was just like, there was some real weird talk in like the second half about some digital shit, but it's just the type of like text where you read it and your brain instantly switches off, if you get what I mean. It's just like filled with buzzwords.
I really
want to
see
like,
what the text is.
I actually did... Wait, I'll just read you... Let me just quickly scroll
just,
to it.
Just read it. Just read it so the viewers, listeners can switch off brains with us. I'm actually kind of curious.
Okay. Wait, almost there.
Yeah, I'm just intermission. Da, 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 da. Oh, you ready?
Da, okay. Da, 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 da. Quantum Temple is on a mission to connect tourists with living cultural heritage through curated regenerative travel experience, digital and physical artifacts, and community-led initiatives powered by blockchain technology.
What like, the fuck?
They just, it's just one of those things, like, I want to understand what it's saying, but it's so unbelievably, like annoying that I just stop listening to myself.
This sounds like a student making a sentence in his report, right? Then going, oh shit, this sounds too simplistic. I want more sciencey stuff. Every other word put into a synonym library, pull out a very crazy word synonym that is to that word that was already there, put them all in a sentence. There you go.
Average English essay.
Real.
Already. What do you got?
The fall of airline worker? This one is simple. And before going further, I will already put a disclaimer that although multiple injuries were sustained, the guy is fine by now.
Let's
so
go.
Me laughing at him, guy's fine, okay? But anyhow, the story goes as such. Imagine yourself as an airline worker at a random airport. The job is stressful. You always have to rush as everything gets delayed, etc., etc. You and your work bestie, however, are like a well-oiled machine. You go up to the stairs real quick to sign the last documents with the pilots, and as you step down the last step from the aeroplane, your bestie removes the attachable stairs, and on you go to the next plane. Except due to long hours, this time your bestie jumps the gun and removes the stairs before you even step on them, and you get to the ground way quicker than you expected. There's a video on this, and it literally is just that. You guys know those attachable stairs that airplanes use for everybody to embark and disembark the plane? The video is a guy pushing away the stairs and the next guy on the plane just taking a step out of the plane and there's nothing. So you just eat shit immediately.
Yeah, that's honestly pretty brutal. Because I think...
It's pretty brutal, but it looks so fucking... Like, I wouldn't laugh at it if he would be like, I don't know, crippled for life. But he's fine by now, as far as I am aware. It looks so Looney Tunes, brother.
I think what's important to remember there is... Like, falling from there is way higher than you think it is, if you know what I mean.
No, yeah, of course. It's so high.
So, yeah. Well, I guess that's what happens when you do many hours. I guess sometimes the stairs disappear under you.
It also looked so... He fell, by the way, and the guy pushing the stairs didn't even, like, notice. He just kept pushing it in that video. Because of the earmuffs, you know, they use in the airport. My guy just kept going.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Well, Rudy, I'm thinking it might be time for a break.
Oh, coffee break?
We do
fucking
have a special guest.
Did I tell you the coffee machine broke?
Oh, yeah?
And I think it's because somebody was not cleaning it properly.
All right. So what happened?
Come here, you little rascal! Ka-ching and bling bling, y'all! That's the sound of the gold that you can get your little paws on when we reach the promised land. Invest into Indonesian stocks now and let us do our magic and get back to you in 3 to 5 business years with your golden bars. triple since your last investment. And of course you are wondering, no shambolic schemes here, my fellas. Just pure good old capitalism. Indonesia, the golden shores of, well, more gold.
You know what, Rudy? When I was listening to that one, I was thinking, this better not be a shambolic scheme. And then right when I was
don't work with those kind of people. No. We out here only legit businesses in this podcast. I don't want any legal right issues.
Yep. Fair enough. And God knows I'll have my life savings. We picked them out good. I'll invest
my life savings into that one. This also backtracks to the pirates that we had on the podcast in like episode 2 or 3.
Well, Rudy, I believe it's time for a special guest.
Oh, yes! The weather news. You already know what's coming. You know what's coming. I know what you know what's coming, listener. As for the weather news, dear tourist, yes, you, the one of a million going to Bali. Be aware that your destiny is shrouded in clouds and even rain for the first week of September. But then, just like the prophecy from the Cheap Trips to Paradise pamphlet foretold, the clouds will part to reveal the promised land clad in golden sunbeams. Said to reach even 32 degrees Celsius in the daytime and to stoop no lower than 22 degrees Celsius, you can be sure that your 10-hour Ryanair standing seat flight will be worth it whilst you recuperate. The land of gods awaits, so go get your tickets now before someone else, less deserving, gets to it. That's it for the weather news.
All right, thank you very much, Ruhi. Then let's go into a little bit of a visual exercise. Everybody, please close your eyes and imagine this. That's the sound of waves crashing in the background. Just to keep imagining that. You walk around. Honestly, not bad, the seagull impression. So, you walk around the mountainous island of Bali, starting your day by enjoying the beach, packed among the thousands of other tourists. Around lunch, you decide to split off from your group to head inland to explore some temples. After quite a satisfying afternoon of exploring temples, you decide to look for your hotel. As you're trying to find your way back, all you're encountering is more temples. You feel unable to backtrack. Everywhere you go is a temple. When you turn around, boom, another temple. As you start to feel more lost, you try to grab your phone so that you can send out a cry for help with your group. However, as you look into your pockets, you see, that's right, folks, it's another temple. You slowly begin to realize that your travel companions were never real in the first place. They were temples all along. So if that sounds good, then maybe a vacation in Denpasar will suit your tastes.
Ah, okay. Oh, yes, this temple in my pocket. Lovely. And on we go to... Actually, wait. I don't have a coin. I want to flip a coin to do local business or local radio because me and Henry never know which one goes first. This time I choose and I say local business.
Okay.
And for this one, I wanted to be a little bit goofy and recommend you all to check out Upside Down World Bali, located outside of the city. Google's description states... Whimsical photo op venue featuring upside down scenes with the furniture arranged on the ceiling. And what are we here on Globally Local FM if not a little bit whimsical and upside down? So go check it out, peeps. And yes, this is us coming clean. We have been recording all of this upside down.
So true, bestie. Yeah, well, my local business is a temple, believe it or not. More specifically, I recommend you go on a temple tour just because there are so many of them in Bali. And I just picked one that looked pretty rad. I've never been, so take this with a grain of salt, but my recommendation would be the Goa Gaja Temple, where the cave entrance is like a massive elephant mouth, I believe.
Wait.
Looks pretty
rad. An elephant mouth? How does an elephant mouth look like?
Looks like a gaping hole that's rather large. I don't know, sir.
Holy shit.
Here's some advice that'll lend for you.
I got my answer.
Look it up, sir. Type in Goa Gaja Temple and you'll see what I mean. It looks pretty cool. So that's my recommendation.
Alrighty.
And as for the radio, thank you for asking.
What a radio. Yes.
My recommendation is Susanna FM. That's right. Listen to some Indonesian rock music.
Rock, yep. You say?
Rock,
you say?
Rock.
I am so happy, Henry. I am so happy that you have finally come around for rock. Because for my local radio suggestion, for all the metalheads out there, I recommend 1921 Bali Headbanger Online Radio, where you can find people fully devoted to rock and amp. They work 24 hours, 7 days a week to satisfy your wildest guitar and drum fantasies and spread that good shit all around the world from Indonesia. 1921 Bali Headbanger Online Radio.
All right.
Wow, I love rock, if you couldn't tell.
Well, happy for you, Rudy. And that brings us to the end of this one, unfortunately.
How about you do the outro this time?
All right. You can follow me. On 000 RUDIS 000. This
Instagram
podcast. Sorry, on Instagram. Alright. This podcast, though, this specific one, is brought to you by Tomo Bizarre. Yeah, that's unexpected. That hasn't happened before. And if you want to check out some more of the stuff we have to offer, then I recommend you following and having a look at Colossal Penguin on Twitch. Yeah, how's that for an outro? And if you want to...
I think you need a little bit more chutzpah.
Okay. Sid, add some exciting background music. How about that?
With the really nonchalant voice over it.
Exactly. And then I think the only thing I was still missing is if you still want to leave a comment, you can do that on Spotify. And otherwise, feel free to mail one to the Indonesian government and we'll get back to you shortly.
Yeah.
As for me,
yeah.
Where can you find me, Rudy?
Wait. But you already plugged your Instagram.
Well,
are they not gonna... Can I not be found anywhere?
Alright, well, where can you be found then, Rudy?
I can be found under a rock. That's right, people. If you see a rock just standing there in the middle of the street, pick it up. You might get lucky. I'm right there.
Alright. And on that note, next time, we'll see you in... Come on, please. Koror in Palau.
How do we outro this time? Oh no! Is that a dinosaur? Ah!